I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Panthers fans, time for Panthers talk here, now. It's the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider begins now. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. It's an early game this afternoon. It's not night action. It's a matinee as the Panthers welcome in the Edmonton Oilers to wrap up this mini homestand, and then the Panthers will be road tripping coming up, California, Vegas, Arizona, going out west. So Doug Plagans better get a big suitcase for the next
week
or so.
Yes, it's almost all the way packed. I wanted to make sure we had all that done and out of the way before the early game today, as you mentioned. Good morning to everybody out there. An earlier than normal Panthers game here on a Saturday, but the Insider Show coming your way at the usual time here on a Saturday morning. And well, it's a 4 o'clock game, Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers today, so be sure to put that one down on your schedule. And if you plan to come out, look for something to do on your early evening hours, your later afternoon hours, Panthers and the Oilers today, 4 o'clock. Be sure to be here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. We hope to see everybody out here. And as Kevin said, an important one for you to get out here because, the Panthers will play at home today, and then they're on the road for the better part of the next week and a half. The Panthers will hit the road after this one. They'll go out west. They're in San Jose coming up Monday. That's also going to be a 4 o'clock game Eastern time Monday, 10 o'clock Wednesday Eastern time in Anaheim, 10:30 Thursday. That's Eastern time. All times Eastern. Let me just preface it with all times Eastern. Thursday, 10:30 in Los Angeles. And then a week from tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, the Panthers will visit the Vegas Golden Knights. And then the last game on that road trip will be a week from Tuesday, when the Panthers visit the Arizona Coyotes for the second game of the two-game season series. So a big, long road trip coming up for the Panthers, and every game is so important at this time of the year. Just to put it in perspective, when the Panthers come back from this long road trip, there will be 19 games remaining in the regular season. So that just illustrates how important each and every game is every night out. And just to get you caught up on the standings, the Panthers go into this one today against Edmonton, 2 points back of the Toronto Maple Leafs for that third spot in the Atlantic Division. The Panthers have played one less game than Toronto. So once again, the Panthers have the opportunity going into today. If they can get a win and Toronto loses, the Panthers have the opportunity to jump Toronto and go into that third spot in the Atlantic Division. So that's how we're going to be approaching all the games, Kevin, this point forward. And we talk about it with the players. We talk about it up here. The games, you know, being in the hunt, the playoff race, there's nothing like the intensity of a playoff race. And in the Panthers, 2 points back at Toronto. The Leafs have Ottawa tonight. So both teams play. And if the Panthers can get some help from the Senators, they stand the opportunity to jump back into that third spot in the Atlantic. So every game's so important, and that's why you want to be here today to cheer on the Panthers at 4 o'clock against Edmonton. A lot on the line for the Oilers as well, and we'll talk about that as we roll on.
Yeah, we'll talk to the radio voice of the Edmonton Oilers, Jack Michaels. He will come on. We'll get a Connor McDavid update, even though we know he's not going to play today, but at least get the update on the MVP of the league. And this Edmonton team, just mentioning them for a moment, Doug, that Pacific Division, I mean, you throw out the three bottom teams who the Panthers will see coming up next week, San Jose, Anaheim, and L.A. When you go through Vancouver, 69 points. Edmonton right now tied with Vegas, 66. Then you have Calgary with 66 as well, so three teams with 66. And then Arizona with 64. Panthers take on two of those teams. They got a lot of Pacific games coming up, but that race, too, very tight for those teams. So we can't say necessarily that those teams aren't going to be motivated as well.
And the Panthers and the Oilers today, the same record coming into today's action. And 30-21-6, the record for the two teams. The 30-21-6 over in the Pacific Division has the Oilers higher up.
Well, what I was going to say is they're in second place right now. They're 3 points back. And, again, there's a lot of, I guess, parity, if you want to call it, out west. But look at what the Panthers have to deal with. Forget about Toronto for a second. Well, the way Boston and Tampa Bay have been all season, we know Tampa Bay has been absolutely on fire. They've won 9 straight. Boston has 82 points. Tampa Bay has 81. Nobody in the NHL, I mean, even Washington, no one has reached 80 points in any division. The Panthers have two teams with over 80 points in their division.
It's the Atlantic. You knew coming in that the Atlantic was going to be a difficult one, and it's shown to have you know, the talent in the Atlantic Division. If you were to go top to bottom, one of the most talented divisions in the National Hockey League, no doubt about that. So the Boston Bruins, the Tampa Bay Lightning, Kevin, as you mentioned, they're at the top of the division, and Boston with that 1 point edge now over Tampa Bay, who's been surging. The Lightning have the Flyers today, which is another game with Eastern Conference playoff implications. So we'll certainly be monitoring that one throughout the course of the day. But every game's so important this time of the year, and that's how we're going to be approaching every single one. So the Panthers and the Oilers today, and we're going to recap the week that was. Of course, not only are the Panthers looking to erase that 2-point deficit in the standings against Toronto, but looking to bounce back from a game tonight, and we'll talk about the week that was here in just a moment. Just a reminder, folks, mention the schedule that is coming up, and fans, you can join us at Beaucampers in Miramar for a Panthers watch party coming up on Monday when the Panthers take on the San Jose Sharks at 4 o'clock. For more info, floridapanthers.com is where to go. And as we look ahead to after the Panthers get home from this long trip, $5 Beer Thursdays are here. Join the Cats every Thursday night home game for this special promotion on a selection of domestic beers. The next $5 Beer Thursday, Kevin, is coming up February 27th when guess who comes to town? The Toronto Maple Leafs in town February 27th. For more info, floridapanthers.com/promotion. It's not long ago that we were talking about how the Panthers had all four games left against the Toronto Maple Leafs this season. They've played two of them. They've taken two of them. Now they've got two remaining. That's one of them after the Panthers get back from this long road trip, and there's going to be a ton riding on that game as well. We've talked about how close the Panthers and the Leafs are in the standings. So every game's so important, and the next home game after today is one against Toronto.
Yeah, and a lot of Western Conference, Pacific Division teams all in a row coming up for the Panthers, and obviously those games are not less important than the Eastern Conference, Atlantic Division games, just because you get points in any of these games, so you need to get them.
You don't see the Pacific Division teams nearly as much, but there's going to be a desperation among all these Pacific Division teams that the Panthers are going to see. We've talked about how close that race is out there. So the teams from out in the Pacific, they're going to be coming in with some urgency as well.
Well, also, and it's twofold, because you get two types of teams. You have San Jose, LA, and Anaheim, who are out of it, who want to still have some pride and play well and try to beat a Panthers
team. And see what they have.
Exactly. And then you have the teams like Arizona, Vegas, and Edmonton that are all playing for either the top spot in the division or a wild card that need these games. So you have teams kind of on both sides of the coin with different motivations, but obviously all these teams want to win and they want to knock the Panthers off.
So that's what lies ahead. Panthers with a big run of games against Pacific Division teams, and it starts tonight with this one against the Oilers. I guess we can't we call it this afternoon, but when the game ends, it'll kind of be evening, the 4 o'clock start. You know, the it's not a night game. It's twilight.
I think twilight? At 5 o'clock reaches twilight. I think it's still an afternoon game.
Which at that point will be going into the second period. So today at 4, Panthers and the Oilers right here at the BB&T Center. And we've got everything on this matchup coming up a little bit later on, but we'll tell you where the Panthers are coming from going into this game as we look back over the course of the week.
And we will take a look back right now. I mean, even when we rewind to last Saturday, the Panthers fell to the Penguins at home, and then they hit the road for 2 to Philly and New Jersey.
And on that Penguins game, just to preface with the Penguins game, the Penguins won that 3-2. But it was the true definition of one of those games that could have gone either way. And honestly, I don't think anybody would dispute this. The Panthers outplayed Pittsburgh for a lot of that one. And just looking at the eye test in that hockey game, controlled the possession for a lot of that game. the Penguins, though, and you know, maybe this is a trait that you get with a team that's as battle-tested as the Pittsburgh Penguins, and guys like Sidney Crosby and Chris Letang have been over the course of the years. But the Penguins were opportunistic in that one, and even though it felt like the Panthers had the ice slanted in their favor for most of the game, the Penguins managed to grind out a 3-2 win. And you know, sometimes this time of the year, those are things that can happen. And you know, it was an experienced Pittsburgh team that got the 3-2 victory. But in that game, you saw a lot from the Panthers, and it was a game that certainly had a playoff type feel. And as I said, I can't emphasize this enough: the Panthers felt like they outplayed Pittsburgh for a vast majority of that hockey game.
Well, the good news was, I guess, even in spite of the loss, the Panthers still took the season series from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, which is difficult to do.
Yeah, that's no small feat at all. And the Panthers, who haven't had great success over the years with Pittsburgh, at least they were able to take two. They took one up in Pittsburgh. That was Chris Drieger won that game up in Pittsburgh, and they beat the Penguins way back early in the season, October at home. So, you know, still taking two of three from Pittsburgh is still something to be proud of. So the Panthers got the other Keystone State team on Monday night, taking on the Flyers and Philadelphia. We mentioned it the other night when they came here. We'll talk about that game in a moment, that the Flyers have this crazy home-road dichotomy. At home, they're
terrific.
You
don't usually see that in the NHL.
Yeah, the road, they have been shaky, but at home, Philadelphia, one of the best home squads in the league.
Yeah, going into that game specifically on Monday, I believe the Flyers were 13 games over 500 at home, two under 500 on the road. And again, in the NHL, most of the time teams have a better home record than a road record, but when a team has an overall winning record like the Flyers do, you expect it to be a little less of a disparity than that. But the Flyers a bit of an anomaly this year in that regard, I guess.
And the Panthers took the early lead, and they had been successful this season when scoring the first goal. Mackenzie Weegar put in his fourth 3 minutes into the first. Unfortunately, the Flyers tied it later in the first, then got a couple goals in the second, and Claude Giroux closed it out in the end, and the Flyers won 4-1. You don't normally see the Panthers lose when they take the early lead, but Carter Hart played well, and he had 30 saves in that game, and the Panthers, after that nice beginning, they just couldn't muster any more goals.
Great to see Mackenzie Weegar get on the score sheet, but Carter Hart was outstanding. A game that was definitely closer than the final 4-1 score looked like. You mentioned Claude Giroux had that empty netter late, and that empty netter came shortly after Jonathan Huberdeau was inches away from getting the Panthers back to within one. And we know how this Panthers team has had third period comebacks this season. If Huberdeau would have been able to sneak that one in and get the game back to within one with a minute and change to go, at that point anything can happen. You have the goalie pulled, you have a minute to work with, but unfortunately it turned just like that, and went from a Panthers scoring chance to the Philadelphia getting the empty netter to seal it down at the other end. So it was a game that everybody knew it would have a playoff-type feel. It had a playoff-type feel, and Philadelphia took that one to even up the season series between the two teams. 4-1 was the final score, and the Panthers would go into Prudential Center in Newark the next day looking for a response.
And the Panthers, after scoring the first goal on Monday, they allowed the first goal on Tuesday. Jack Hughes, the top pick from the draft this past year, scoring on the power play to give the Devils a 1-0 lead. But then the Panthers took over after that as Brett Connolly would even things up later in the first.
Strowman will play it on for Mike Hoffman. Here's Hoffman through center ice, right to left across the radio. Backhand left wing side to the top of the circle. Trocheck over to the far circle. Walking in a shot. They score. Brett Connolly has tied the game. 8:10 to go in the first. He had time. He picked his spot, and he beat Louis Domingue. And the Panthers have tied it at one. You give Brett Connolly that kind of time, and he's going to cash in just about every time.
So now 18 goals in the season for Brett Connolly, that would tie things up at one. Then late in the first period, Mike Matheson was able to give the Panthers their first lead of the night.
The puck will be played down and around by Stillman as he's back to his feet. Severson forgot it in the far corner. Sharp angle try, pass it to the front. Matheson in front, he scores! And the Panthers have taken the lead with 45.4 seconds to go here in period number one. It's 2-1 Panthers, and what a shift there to keep it in the offensive end. And Mike Matheson cashes in to give the Panthers their first lead of the game.
And the Panthers take the 2-1 lead there late in the first. Matheson seventh. So now Matheson getting a little more offensive here. You know, the Panthers changing things up a bit.
And playing that game up front, and told me after the game, had a chance to talk to him afterward, and said that it was the first time he'd played forward in a long time. And he and Mark Pesek, two guys who are defensemen by trade. Mark Pesek, of course, started playing more forward earlier in the year. Mike Matheson slid in on a forward line back on Tuesday in New Jersey. Noel Achari centered that line, but they had a really nice game together. Kept things simple. You could tell they had those defensive instincts going, but playing up front, and they were able to really make some hay offensively in that one. You've got more from that line to come here.
Yeah, you don't hear make some hay that often, so at least you were able to weave that into the show, so I appreciate that. Thank you. So that goal would make it 2-1, and like you mentioned, Doug, that line, the scoring would change a little bit, as this time it was Mark Pesek who would give the Panthers a 3-1 lead early in the second.
Far point, Yandel puts it in front. It's redirected wide by Achari. Matheson in front, and they score. Mark Pesek on the doorstep, and the Panthers have taken a 3-1 lead. And there's that line again, as they've added to the Panthers' lead in this game. It's 3-1. Matheson in front to Pesek.
So Pesek's eighth, Matheson and Achari with the assist. So those three all involved in another goal. And the Panthers, who were down 1-0 early, now three unanswered goals make it 3-1.
They turned it around in that game against New Jersey. The Devils hung around for a long time. They wouldn't go away. They kept playing hard. But the thing in that game was that the Devils defensively, they were giving the Panthers some time to operate. You can credit the Panthers offensively for that. The puck movement, the speed, the pressure they were able to build, getting in on the forecheck. The Panthers were able to dictate a lot of the tempo, especially in the offensive end in that one. They were able to get a lot of time and space for themselves, and as a result, they were able to keep the offensive onslaught going.
And the Panthers, even though they allowed a goal to the Devils to make it 3-2, Kevin Rooney scored a few minutes after the Pesek goal. But then always the big heartbreaker is when they're announcing the goal, and then Frank Vatrano was able to get the Panthers back up by two.
Sevier over to the far side of the ice. It's played by Yandel across Vatrano. A shot, he scores! As they're announcing the Devils' goal, the Panthers get one back, and it's a 4-2 Panthers lead. 4:59 into period number two. Frank Vatrano let it rip from the top of the right circle.
Just rips out your soul, doesn't it, when the home PA announcer is announcing the goal and then you score.
It's if you're scoring that goal,
yeah,
it's the best time to score a goal, yeah, while they're announcing you know, the other, because it means you got that response you were looking,
right,
for, especially if you do that on the road. The fans can't even cheer anymore,
right,
when they announce the guy's name, because you've just canceled out the goal that was just scored. So a big one at a big time.
And that goal by Vatrano, his 15th, 42 seconds after the Rooney goal, to make it 4-2. And then, just for good measure, one of the top scorers on the Panthers this season. That's right, Noel Achari, who we all predicted before the season, made it 5-2.
Matheson, he'll dump it down to our right. Around the end wall it goes, and it's Deming, the goaltender, sends it up the far wall, held in. Stillman backs across, looks over, far side. Matheson, a shot, a save made, Deming loose in front, and they score on the rebound. Noel Achari, and the Panthers have taken a 5-2 lead.
So the Panthers up 5-2. They win it 5-3, but just to rewind for a second. Matheson, Pesek, Achari all scored. All three of them assisted on the other two goals.
They all had three-point games. They were all plus three in the game. So you had a line that was Noel Achari, two guys who started the season, you know, who are defensemen by trade, a line combining for 9 points, combining for plus nine, as the Panthers beat the New Jersey Devils on the road on Tuesday. So a big game for that line, to say the least, and they just had stretches where they totally dominated the game, and it was great to see from that group.
And also, not heard in the highlights, Sam Montembeau in for Sergei Bobrovsky on the second end of the back-to-back. He had 25 saves in the win.
Yep, the big game for Sam Montembeau, and we've talked about his calmness, his composure quite a bit, and, you know, a couple instances specifically this season where we've really seen him exhibit that. You know, you go back to when he came into that game against the LA Kings after Chris Drieger had to leave about 10 minutes in with an injury, and he came in and he got a victory in that game. You look back to a game like that one in New Jersey, Jack Hughes opens the scoring a few minutes in for the Devils, but he doesn't let that faze him at all. It was he always keeps things calm back there, and you really got to hand it to Sam Montembeau. A nice game for him, picking up a nice victory for the Panthers in the second end of that back to back. A game that they knew they had to have, and they were able to get it done in New Jersey.
And the Panthers returning home to face the Flyers once again, looking to avenge the loss from Monday, the third and final game of the season series, tied at one. So the Panthers looking to capture the season series. Unfortunately, though, the Flyers jump out to an early 3-0 lead over the Panthers in the first. They get a 4-0 lead late in the second. The Panthers score a couple goals early in the third. Jonathan Huberdeau is 20th and Alexander Barkov his 17th. And the Panthers were down 4-2. They still had some chances. There were some opportunities there to even make it 4-3. They couldn't cash in, and they ended up losing 6-2.
First probably 10, 12 minutes of the third period was all Panthers, and it was one-way traffic going toward Carter Hart. But he was able to make some saves to keep the Flyers up by a couple, and they were able to get that insurance marker from Sean Couturier later in the game. And that ended up being – and then they added one more very, very late in the hockey game. But the Panthers, they were able to push back in the start of the third period. It looked like they were onto something there when they got it back to within 4-2. But this time of the year especially, coming back from four down is no easy task.
No, and still a good team, the Flyers, so no shame in losing that game. Obviously the score is not what they wanted. But the Panthers, though, as they say, Doug – turn the page as they get Edmonton coming up today.
That's going to be today, Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers from right here at the BB&T Center. So you don't want to miss that one. Again, 4 o'clock today. And as the Panthers prepare for this one, had a chance after practice yesterday to hear some thoughts from Joel Quenneville and Jonathan Huberdeau. First, here is Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville on how the Panthers approach this Edmonton game today.
They've got a strong team game. They've improved in that area. And obviously they got some key players that you got to be aware of. They're missing the keys. Maybe in the game, so it's something to be aware of, though, that group or him particularly when he's on the ice. But at the same time, the balance is something that we need more consistency out of our group, that no matter who you're out there with or who you're out there against, we got to get more predictable in our team game with and without the puck, and then the urgency or that compete level's got to be at that high standard that we're going to need to get to be a playoff team.
So Joel Quenneville right there, the Panthers head coach, talking about the approach to the game against the Oilers today at 4 o'clock at the BB&T Center. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Now here's Panthers all-star Jonathan Huberdeau on how the Panthers plan to bounce back against Edmonton.
I think we just got to find our game again. I think, more intensity, more emotion. And I think obviously, since the All-Star break, we haven't, showed anything really. So I think we got to, right now we know it's important, but we got to have fun too. We got to, like I said, on the bench, be excited, and everybody come into the rink, be excited about that challenge. 25 games left, and we just got to give it all for them. I mean, every team's going to come, play us. They're going to play hard, and it's going to get harder, till the end of the season. And I think that's what we got to do. I think, we stayed at the same level instead of, being better. So I think we got to do that as a team. Like I said, just do it, have fun with it, and, we'll see what's going to happen and get in the playoffs.
Jonathan Huberdeau of the Panthers right there talking about how the Panthers plan to bounce back in this game today against the Edmonton Oilers. Well, less than 1 month away, the Panthers are excited to host the semi-annual Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. That is Saturday, March 14th. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Cats by sampling beer from amazing breweries, listening to live music, and watching the Cats defend home ice against the New Jersey Devils at BB&T Center. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. For ticket packages, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers today at 4 o'clock. Be sure to join us at the BB&T Center today. The puck drops at 4. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. If you can't make it here today, we'll have it all across the radio network. Miami-Dade and Broward County listeners, 790 The Ticket is your place to tune in today. So be sure to put that on your calendar. You can always watch the game on Fox Sports Florida as well. Lots of ways to consume Panthers hockey coming up later on this Saturday. And, well, later on this show, Kevin, we will continue to talk all things Panthers and preview this game against the Oilers.
Billy Lindsay will join us coming up after the break. Jack Michaels, the radio voice of the Oilers, also later on get the opposing opponent coming up later on. So Panthers-Oilers, 4 o'clock right here. And you're listening to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans with you. Panthers-Oilers this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Here at the BB&T Center, Billy Lindsay will give us a preview of that game coming up in mere moments, Doug.
It's the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers today at 4 p.m., so be sure to get on down here to the BB&T Center. If you can't get here, you can listen across the Panthers Radio Network. You can watch the game on Fox Sports Florida. Calling all territory members, renew your tickets for the Panthers 2021 season right now. Be entered for a chance to win a viewing of a Panthers private practice during our 30 days of giveaways. Contact your account manager for more information. Panthers and the Oilers, 4 o'clock today, Kevin.
Yeah, and we will talk with Billy Lindsay. He is, of course, former Panther great and part of the Panthers broadcast as well. And Billy, right out of the chute, the one thing I can say about this Panthers team is they've done a nice job of bouncing back, or at least playing better after bad losses. I mean, they lost the game in Pittsburgh last Saturday, 3-2 after the Vegas loss. But what did you take from the Philadelphia game on Thursday night?
It was one game that you had to bounce back from. It's one of the, to me, one of the worst performances that they had throughout the course of this season in a really big hockey game that meant a lot. They came out flat, made a lot of mistakes. The goaltending wasn't there. So you got to be able to put that behind you, refocus, and you got to start to play your best hockey. And you got to come up with an Edmonton team with your best effort. But you look back against that Philadelphia game, that's an eye-opener to everyone in the dressing room, because this is the time of the year where the hockey gets exciting. You can see the finish line. You're in a playoff race. This is when you'll be playing your best. This is when the cream rises to the top. So Dadonov, Barkov, all those players, everyone. You should be coming to the rink every day, and this is what you dream about. This is the positions you want to be in. So you have a really flat effort against Philadelphia. You have to use that as motivation going forward and saying that's unacceptable, and let's see if we can turn this around against Edmonton.
And, Billy, you look at a game like today, the start of games, always important, but when you look at a game like today with the Panthers looking to bounce back, knowing how big this one is, going on the road for 5 straight after this one, a long trip coming up, the Panthers and the Oilers today, what do you make? How important are the first 5 minutes, the first 10 minutes of this game today?
Really important. Especially in the NHL, when they score the first goal of the game, they have the second-best record in the NHL when leading after 2 periods. You can tell when this team's engaged, when they come out in that first period and they're ready to play hockey, they win the games more often than not. So it really boils down to the start of the game. If the Edmonton lineup, super up, James Neal, one of the power play guys, cash and gets suspended last game against Tampa Bay for 7 games.
Right. We might need to reestablish our connection with Billy Lindsay there. We lost him there for a moment. But getting into talking about the Edmonton Oilers today, they're coming in a little bit undermanned, is what Billy was getting to, and that's why you have to jump on this Edmonton team today. No number 97, of course. One of those stretches where, you know, Leon Draisaitl, he's one of the top players in the game. He's got a chance to take the Art Ross as the league's leading scorer, and you'd think that if the Oilers get into the playoffs, if they win the Pacific Division without having Connor McDavid for a good stretch here, the late portion of the season, this would be a case for Leon Draisaitl making a case for the Hart Trophy if he's able to carry Edmonton into the playoffs with how undermanned they've been. I believe we have Billy back here with us. We lost you there for a moment, Billy, but you were talking about this Edmonton team today. The Panthers taking on an Edmonton team that's a little bit undermanned right now.
Really undermanned, and you take those goals out of the lineup, especially on that power play, so you stay out of the penalty box. And Leon Draisaitl, just heard you mention him, his name, he is an MVP candidate. He has the ability to carry a team on his back, but you got to be able to shut him down. So Edmonton comes in, and this, if you look at their bottom nine forwards, their six defensemen, their goaltending, it's average across the board. They've been carried by those two heavyweight superstars. So the Panthers have to come out, and there's no excuses in this game. You're the better team up and down the lineup and throughout. So come out, play a disciplined style, play a disciplined hockey game, have a little bit of anger and venom from last game against Philadelphia, have a little sour pit in your stomach, and come out for a little revenge against the Oilers before you start that five-game Western swing.
And I know we don't want to look past today, Billy, but of course there's the big road trip coming up and all Pacific teams. But you know, we talk about how important today's game is with Edmonton, but when you look ahead to the next three, San Jose, L.A., and Anaheim, the bottom three teams in the Pacific, I mean, it almost gets to a point, Billy, where you say you got to get 5 of 6 points there at least, right?
You got to look at it that way. And these are dangerous games to play, though. When you're out of the playoffs and you're just freewheeling it at San Jose, Anaheim, L.A., you just don't know what to expect. They could play some great hockey. It could be an absolute dud. But if you're on the other side for the Panthers, it has to be a consistency thing. This has to be an all-time thing that you put your effort in. And some nights you might lose. But what's been a little bit bothersome for me is with the Panthers, with some of their losses, is that they beat themselves. It's okay if an opponent comes out there and plays a really good game and simply outworks you and gets the better of you. But when you have the turnovers and mistakes and it leads to goals for the other team and they end up winning the game, that's where issues lie. So you got to come out onto this road trip and you just got to work every single night, get out there, play close to your best hockey. Then you will get the points. But it just comes down, when you have talent, I've said this many times, but you have talent. If you have talent, you have to combine it with the work ethic. And when you get those two things combined together, then you'll achieve great success. But one does not work without the other. You can have work ethic and moderate talent and still be really good. But if you have talent and you're able to really get out there and work and grind and do the little things that you're supposed to do to win games, which this Panther team has plenty of talent, then you're getting the playoffs. It's the roster that is talented enough, they have to believe it. So that, to me, is the combination that they need.
And Billy, last thing for me. I mean, you've been a part of playoff races before, from a player's perspective, when you're playing at this time of the year, you've talked about how fun it is to have so much riding on the games each and every night. But what's the biggest key to the mindset for a player this time of the year, whether you're coming off a great win, coming off a loss you'd like to rebound from? Every game so big, and I'd imagine you can't let whatever happened the game before, whether it was a great win or a loss, you can't let it affect anything that day.
You have to, as an athlete, you have to stay in the moment. And I mentioned it on air in our post-game show last game, but to me, you have a couple of dreams when you're a kid. The first dream is to make it into the NHL. Now, once you get established in the NHL, the only dream after that is winning a Stanley Cup. And when I walked away from this game and never won a Stanley Cup, it was the biggest disappointment and regret that I have looking back, because I used to watch the Stanley Cup celebration and dream about it. Now I can't watch it because that dream's not a reality. It's sort of a crushing thing. So if you're a player and you have this in front of you, to me, this was the best time of hockey. It was energizing. It's battles. It's what you live for. It's what you dream for of a kid. And there's the regular season, then there's the real season, and it's the playoffs. And when you get there and you get in those playoffs and see what it's all about and feel what it's all about, there is no better. You're living a dream. It's what you live for as an athlete. So this is why you play the games. This is why you do all the training in the summer. This is why you put all in that extra effort off the ice, everything that you do, the eating, lifting weights. It comes down to these last 20 games and hopefully those playoffs, because to me, this is the dream. This is the dream. And that's the way I approach it. And that's the way a lot of players have to approach it, because you only get so many chances to get into those playoffs and get a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And that's what this Panthers mindset has to be.
Billy Lindsay, always great insight. Billy will be on the broadcast later with Doug. Panthers, Oilers here at the BB&T Center. Billy, thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Billy.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right. There's Billy Lindsay, and obviously very big game tonight and big stretch for the Panthers coming up.
Panthers and the Oilers today at 4 o'clock before a five-game road trip, and then the Panthers will be back home on the 27th against Toronto. Every Toronto game this season has been the biggest game of the year to date. I'm sure we'll be saying the same thing about that game coming up later on this month. But Panthers and the Oilers at 4 o'clock today at the BB&T Center. Ticketmaster.com, FloridaPanthers.com to get your tickets.
We'll get the Oilers side of things. Jack Michaels, the radio voice of the Edmonton Oilers, will join us coming up right here on Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers talk continues. It's the Panthers Insider. All the Panthers news you need now on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. Panthers Oilers coming up this afternoon. Jack Michaels, the voice of the Oilers, will join us in just a moment.
It's a 4 o'clock game today. Make sure you put that one on the calendar. Well, I guess the calendar would be a little bit far.
Just your
little,
phone.
Yeah, your phone. Put it in your day planner. The Panthers and the Oilers today at 4 o'clock. Then the Panthers are on the road for 5 straight after this one today. So you want to make sure you're out here for this one. We'll have it across the radio network. Miami-Dade, Broward County listeners, 790. The Ticket is your place to tune in later today. If you can't be here, Fox Sports Florida, you can always watch the game as well. So lots of different ways to take in this one. But we'd love to have you down here when the Panthers and the Oilers hit the ice at 4 o'clock.
Let's bring on the radio voice of the Edmonton Oilers, Jack Michaels. And Jack, the obviously the big story with the Oilers is the injury to Connor McDavid, the MVP of the league. When did he get hurt, and what's his timetable of when he's coming back?
Well, McDavid actually got hurt in a game that he finished, and that was against the Nashville Predators. He suffered what, you know, was basically thought to be a Charlie horse, basically just a little bit above the knee. And it's one of those where in the heat of competition, you know, it doesn't really tighten up on you. They kept it warm between the second and third period. He finished the game. He did his usual thing, had an assist on a power play goal that started Edmonton's rally against Nashville. And then, obviously things change up once, once you're not skating, once you're not keeping it warm. And basically, we're told it's a, it's a thigh contusion or however you want to phrase it. It's, soft tissue type of deal, not considered structural around the knee that was injured last year against Calgary in the season finale. So while Edmonton fully expects him back in another, say, week and a half, they've got to deal with, Zach Cassian, his suspension for the kick to the chest of Eric Chernak. He's out for 7 games now, so that's going to cover at least a week and a half, 2 weeks. And you've still got James Neal out. And Neal acquired in that deal that sent Malucic, down the interstate to Calgary. He's, whatever you want to say about James Neal in terms of his 5-on-5 play, the guy can still score goals. And, he's won a couple of games for Edmonton this year. He's had a couple of hat tricks. He's a power play specialist. He's got 12 of his 19 on the power play. And you start to miss his presence not only on McDavid's wing when he is in the lineup 5-on-5 in terms of that physical presence. I don't know whether you'll recall, gentlemen, but he's gotten a little bit back to that, occasionally on the edge player he was in Pittsburgh. And then you combine that with him missing on the power play. And he's also brought some juice to the room. He's a veteran. He's a popular player with the guys. I know he's pretty close with McDavid already. So the Oilers are missing some personality, some grit, as well as McDavid's skill right now in their lineup. So this is, in my opinion, by far and away Edmonton's toughest road trip this year. And really, if you look back at Edmonton's season last year, this is where it started to get away from the Oilers. They played well but lost all 3 in a trip that sent them to Washington and Tampa on a back-to-back, and then they lost for the first time in 17 years here in Florida. They lost to Tampa the other night. Now Florida's on the, on the front end of a back-to-back that has them in Carolina tomorrow. And you guys know as well as anyone, you're not playing at your best at Carolina. They can run you out of the building too. Florida did it to Edmonton the last time they played them. The Oilers better be sharp today.
And Jack, you mentioned the guys who aren't in for Edmonton, but if there's anybody right now who could put a team on his back, it's an MVP candidate like Leon Draisaitl. For fans down here in South Florida who only get to see him come through town once a year, just how special has he been this year?
Well, he's a different player than Connor McDavid. He's more, a traditional, you know, power forward center iceman type player. He just happens to have McDavid's vision. There's no one who passes off his backhand better in the league. And quite frankly, what you have in Leon Draisaitl, and you pointed out for those in South Florida who may not know, I mean, he's a lot like Barkov. People forget how good he is until they see him. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, whether you're in Edmonton with respect to the state, with respect to Edmonton, you know, these are guys underrated because sometimes of the market they're in. And in Drysdale's case, he's playing in the shadow of McDavid. But he's going to take 25 faceoffs today. And he has really been jump-started this season, not necessarily by McDavid, but by the call-up of a player that I don't think Floridians have seen, and that's Kyler Yamamoto. He's a bit of a jitterbug player, a winger, but he's really gotten Ryan Nugent-Hopkins' game going, as well as Drysdale's, and the Oilers have played very well since his recall. 10-4-2 with him in the lineup, and that line has accounted for a combined 66 points in those 16 games. So without McDavid, that's Edmonton's top line today that ultimately Joel Quenneville is going to have to deal with.
And, Jack, last thing here before we get up against the end of the show, but from the Edmonton perspective, what's been the biggest key for them when they've had success lately here?
Well, that top line. I mean, quite frankly, Yamamoto has helped balance out the lineup. The Oilers are a little bit thin, and that's why it'll be key to, you know, kind of survive and maintain with McDavid out of the lineup because, you know, just like the East, the West is so tightly bunched together. The other thing to look for is, you know, the Oilers' goaltending, the save percentages aren't going to jump out at you. But, of course, here in Florida, I think they'd take them all day. I think, you know, from afar, that's certainly what's keeping the Panthers out of the playoffs right now. But in spots, Mike Smith and Koskinen have been very good. And Dave Tippett has had a nice feel for when to play those two guys. Because, again, their save percentages are not overwhelming. I think 902 or 904 and 909. So nothing otherworldly and barely average on the surface. But they got a very good start from Mike Smith the other night against Tampa in defeat. And that'll be an interesting decision who he elects to go with today because, of course, it's a back-to-back. So you're going to see both goalies. And then one other guy to keep an eye on that again, here in South Florida would be a name foreign to them, and that's Ethan Bear. He's helped transition the puck from the back end. As you guys may know, Edmonton has dealt with mediocrity on defense for years, and Bear has really stabilized the back end. He's a young player, and some of the Oilers' recent draft picks are finally starting to come to fruition for so many years, and you guys know the drill here. You know, you don't draft well in rounds 2 through 5, it's going to catch up to you. And it certainly did with Edmonton. But the Oilers are starting to figure it out. They have a number of prospects in their last 3 or 4 draft classes that are starting to come to fruition. And Ethan Bear, number 74 today, is at the top of that list.
Jack Michaels, the radio voice of the Oilers, joining us. Panthers Oilers today at the BB&T Center. Jack, thank you so much, and have a good call today.
Thanks for having me on. And one of these days, the league will do us a favor and not make this trip so short. I wish we played Tampa and Florida over, let's say, an 11-day stretch for once.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, thanks, Jack. Yeah. Stay here in the Sunshine State for a bit. Or at least the weather's better than Edmonton. And there's Jack Michaels, the voice of the Oilers. And we're all done here today, Doug, with the show. But we got a game coming up at 4 o'clock.
Yes, 4 o'clock today. We'll be on the air. Panthers, Oilers, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. We hope to see you here. You can tune in if you can't make it.
And we are all done. Our thanks to Jack Michaels. Our thanks to Billy Lindsay. For Doug Plagans, I'm Kevin Rogers. You've been listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.